Really excited. Tonight, The Bachelorette returns to Australia. One guy who, I don't know if, look, he's warned us that he might be talking in a baby voice because he's got the baby around him and he'd be a bit quieter. Osher Gunsberg joins us right now. How often did you have to use the baby voice on anyone involved in The Bachelorette, mate?
I don't know if I use the baby voice too much. It's more because he's just woken up. So just in the way that you speak and say, as long as you use the same tone of voice and talk about how excited you are for The Bachelorette tonight, it's going to be fine.
Now, tell us a little bit about this. This is a monumental year. We've got two sisters. How do you reckon this has worked? Do we have like double the guys?
Two sisters. It's going to be great. I'm really. The same amount of guys. The same group of 20 guys that they're dating. How do I put this? Because they're 5 years apart. Let's just say if they were ordering some delivery food from the same restaurant, they would order different meals.
Right. Okay. Well, I feel like sorry for them because that means their odds are down heaps, especially if they've got different tastes of in men. Like, you know, they've got less chance of finding someone now she has to share. They have to share.
Oh, I wouldn't feel sorry for them at all.
I mean,
wiping through a bunch of blokes sitting next to a tiger or holding a fish. No, we've got a bunch of amazing guys lined up.
True.
What is with holding the fish in the Tinder? What is with holding the fish?
Right. Osher, I've got to ask you. We're hearing that an ex of Ellie's got onto the show. What's the go?
Are you really?
That's the rumour that's breaking on the news at the moment. One of her exes.
That's an interesting rumour, isn't it?
Is it just a rumour?
I think it's a bloke that used to live with a mate of hers.
Oh.
And I think they might have gone out once or twice.
Right.
I don't know, what counts as an ex? Like, what for someone to claim that they're your ex, what do they need to have gone through? Like, what you tell me.
Slept with each other?
Yeah, done the deed?
Is that it, really? Like, so if you go to Ellie Beach for the weekend, you put on your ex?
No, you'd probably have to go on a date as well. A date
I'm not saying that's what happened with Ellie. I'm just saying, what? You know, I think they went on a couple of dates.
Good spin-off.
It all comes out tonight.
Right, okay.
You'll hear Ellie talk about it tonight.
Okay. Meanwhile, you yourself had to miss a couple of episodes, right? Because you went into quarantine during The Masked Singer when this was filming. That happened, yeah?
Guys, I really want to come to work today, except I have two state-based health authorities with cops and the army preventing me from coming to work today. Sorry, I'm just going to have to stay inside and ride my bike.
Right.
I was stuck. I was a close contact with someone who was COVID positive. So I couldn't go anywhere. Yeah, I didn't want to show up and get everyone sick, so I had to do my time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was the right thing to do. It's a drag. But don't worry, you'll still see me. I still find a lot of
You didn't get COVID, did you?
No, I didn't at this point. Touch wood.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
I'm a fascist when it comes to that stuff. I'm like, because with this situation, guys, you've got to be your own health and safety officer. You've got to be the one that says, it's not a chin strap.
Get
your mask up, please.
Good on you, mate. Look, can't wait to see how the rest of how The Bachelorette goes. We'll see those few absent moments with you as well, I'm sure. But Osher, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, no worries. I'm sure you're going to dig tonight. It's a lot of fun.